We will open a work session on the Columbia River Gorge Commission, Senate Bill 5587. And Ms. Jordan, will you take us through this?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Shields. You have the packet in front of you for the work session documents for this budget bill. The first page, there's a chart that shows the historical view of the expenditures with the LFO recommended budget, which is at the governor's recommended level. Increases in the governor's budget include the $30,000 that was approved by the November E-Board, which was approved after the budget was adopted, prepared for the freezing points during the budget preparation time. State government service charge increase of $40,465. Most of that is the liability insurance increase. And inflation of $60,049, which also includes personnel costs, so it's not a straight across 3% increase. And then the policy option package, which we'll talk about next. On the second page, policy option package 100 is a request by the agency to add a position for planning functions that are mandated by the National Scenic Area Act of $137,133 general funds, and that is recommended. And if you will, if you approve of that recommendation, then we would approve the budget bill in the amount of $869,247 and no positions.
Do I have a motion?
Sure.
So moved?
Sure.
Senator Nelson, you've arrived.
I'm sorry.
She has arrived.
But you've arrived. That's the key thing. And we've just moved to the first part of the Senate Bill 5587, the Columbia River Gorge Commission. And we are seeking approval of the budget for them, and with the LFO recommendation included for the policy package 100. And we have a motion for that. I'm going to ask for a vote on this. We've had a discussion about this already, and after that vote, I'll make a comment. So, could you call a roll, please?
Let's ask one question first.
Yes.
Is the total budget, is this Senate budget different than the House budget?
Yes.
Yes.
It is different.
Significantly different.
Okay. Would it be possible, and we've talked about this in our caucus, about asking the legislative staff to indicate to us when there are differences so that we do understand, because in the dynamics of the system, I'm at this point supportive of the House budget, so I'm probably going to be no vote on this.
I understand that. I guess I didn't make myself clear in our previous discussion that I expected to be a no vote on this, and I will inform you when there's a difference between the two budgets so you can make a decision about those. I will not leave you in the dark.
I'm sure. I just wanted to make sure that I was on the same
page. You are on the same page. There is a significant...
I did get that message.
There is a significant difference between the House and the Senate on this issue, and we will discuss that in a moment. Or maybe we can now during the vote on the budget itself. This is going to be discussed will be discussed in the context of the entire natural resources budget. Hopefully we'll have a matrix for all members within the next 4 or 5 days showing the differences in all the budgets. And that matrix will also show policy issues that might be different also. So we can look at those carefully as a group and take some of the confusion out of it. This particular budget is the first one we've had where we've had a significant difference. I think we need to recognize that and allow people to vote as they will. Having said that, I'd also say that I've had a long discussion with the Senate Minority Leader, Senator Ferrioli. He is extremely happy with the changes that occurred at the Commission over the last 8 years and the work they are presently doing, and is supportive of that work. And in fact, I think in the end will be probably supportive of a budget that would be reflective of that supporting issue. This is not the final budget. Well, actually, it may be the final budget. But there will be a lot of discussions going on before we reach that point, and that should happen in the next few weeks. So my purpose today is to get this budget out With a majority vote, but not a unanimous vote, and I recognize that.
Okay.
Okay?
That's good.
Yeah, we want people to understand what we're doing. It's not a matter of confusion. Okay. Just a moment. Okay, so we can finish the vote then. Can we have a roll call vote in that phase?
Senator Nelson.
No.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Chair Bates.
Aye. Could you continue?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We need to approve the budget bill, House Bill 5587 with amendments, which would be to insert the Joint Commission expenses of $806,929 and to insert the Oregon Commissioner expenses at $62,318.
Yeah.
That would be amending the budget bill itself.
Can I hear a motion?
Showa.
And I'll ask for roll call vote again.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Chair Bates?
Aye. Continue, please.
Mr. Chair, then we've moved to the performance measures before we move the bill out of the subcommittee to the full committee. There are 15 measures. Joint Committee had made some recommendations during the public hearings on which measures to keep and which ones to modify or delete. The first measure is deleted. The next eight measures, let's see, one, two, three, yes, eight measures have some modification, mostly to have the commission indicate what the total number is that is being measured in each of the measures. For example, in the percent of new residential developments, the committee wanted to know how many total number of residential developments, and then show both Oregon and Washington numbers, and that would be the same in measures 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Delete measures 10 and 11. And add the percent of development reviews issued within 72 days, 102 days, and 150 days. And delete the percent of all gorge enhancement activities funded that were supported by the Gorge Commission, and add the two customer service measures that's being added to all agency budgets.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Can I interrupt here?
Yes.
As I sit here and look at this and think back to a couple times when I've been out in the Columbia Gorge at meetings, at hearings, and one of them was chaired by a person who really didn't like the Gorge Commission and was pretty abusive even of witnesses that came, citizens that came to speak from throughout the Gorge, Oregon and Washington and so on. As I view it from that perspective, I'm reminded that this is a bi-state commission. Does that mean that when we do these kind of performance measures, we're probably creating kind of a schizophrenic organization in that they probably are getting a different set of performance measures from the state of Washington, and you know they're always kind of doing this, you know, they're. Am I making any sense here?
Actually, Senator Shilla, I hadn't thought of that. That's actually a pretty good question. Would the agency head like to step up, please?
I mean, it just occurred to me.
We
care about is Oregon.
You could have brought this up a month ago. You know.
Well, it just occurred to me right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask a question, too, which I didn't ask earlier in the week because I was so focused on the financial part of this. Did the House Committee change the performance measures this morning?
No, they've adopted these measures.
I expect that they would not have changed that. But the question before us, that Senator Shields brought up, is a very interesting one.
Mr. Chair, Senator Shields, I always tell people we have double the fun because we have to follow administrative processes in both states. So the short answer to your question is yes, we have different sets of performance measures in each state. However, I will tell you that after you change our performance measures, we will approach Washington State and see if we can modify the performance measures we do have to match these so that we don't have to have, that we have two additional performance measures in Washington State that aren't reflected in this list.
For the record, could you identify yourself?
Sorry. For the record, I'm Martha Bennett, Executive Director of the Columbia River Gorge Commission.
So I think what you've just told us is that we have great performance measures, and you're going to show them to them and tell them what a great job we've done so they can get into compliance.
Mr. Chair, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah,
and you will not sell it to Washington State using that methodology.
Well, you won't?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, we track the one about presentations, performance measure number 7 for them, and we will ask them to change it. We also track, I can't remember the other one. Kathy will tell me. What's the other one we track? She doesn't remember either. But we track one that is a modification of one that's here. And we, like I said, we'll ask them if they'll change theirs. Their process for changing them doesn't require legislative action. So it's a little easier to ask them to change their minds than it is to ask Oregon.
Thank you. Mr. Grisham.
You catch that last line? It's a little easier to ask them to change.
It's just a different system.
Yes. So I appreciate your testimony. Right. Thank you. Does that answer your question?
It gives me more information than I want.
Sorry.
No, I mean, actually, I imagine we're fairly egotistical in the way we are running this thing. It's as if it's our commission, and we'll let them contribute half the money or something like that, or more than half.
Well, their population is twice ours. I always thought it should be a 2-1 match, but that's one of those things. It's, you know. Having said, I think the match is actually pretty close this time, if I remember, of this budget. Is that incorrect?
The match for...
Well, the match that the state of Washington is putting up compared to ours.
Mr. Chair, the state of Washington's... I think they've already adopted a budget which is about $50,000 more than the governor's recommended budget.
So it's fairly close. That was my memory, but I couldn't remember for sure.
Well, that leads to confusion on my part. I thought if he had to pay half and they had to pay half and it didn't work out, would theirs be reduced to equal ours if we don't get up?
Mr. Chair, Senator Shields, that's right. If we adopt a lower budget than Washington, then theirs would be reduced to match Oregon.
So we do serious damage to the commission.
If we don't,
for each dollar we cut, it's a net result of cutting $2.
That's correct.
Right. So it's important, from my point of view, that we fund them at least at this level. If we want them to function, then we do. All I'd say is I think at the end we'll have an adequate budget for the commission.
Do we need a motion to
performance measures? Either can do this.
Yeah, I can do this. Yeah.
You can do.
I can move this one.
It'll be a moving experience.
If I do not hear any objection, so move.
And then we can move the bill out.
So can we move the entire bill then? Can I hear a motion for the entire bill?
Sure.
I gavel every time we have a complete motion.
You can.
Rookies.
Rookies.
Rookie SA, right?
Chairs all do it different. So.
Okay. I'm a little more casual. Frank?
I said sure,
so,
already.
Again, I'd like to have a roll call vote for moving the entire Senate Bill 5587 as amended, including the performance measures.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Senator Shields?
Yes.
Chair Bates?
Yes. The bill is so moved. Anything else for the work session?
Nope.
We completed our work today. Thank you very much for coming.
I need a carrier.
The carrier will have to be me.
Okay.
It would have to be him.
It would have to be me, unless, of course, changes occur. Thank you very much for coming. Hearing's closed.
You know, if he has an opinion.